Well, we're going to talk about trees this morning. Laura Wagner joins us. She's with the Iowa DNR's Forestry Bureau. She is the Operation Relief Coordinator. We're going to talk about the Operation Relief event. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, hopefully it's going to be an exciting time of the year when it warms up around here.
It should be. I think the weather will be great for this particular event in Atlantic on May 4th.
Well, on May the 4th at the Cass County Fairgrounds here in town, you guys with the DNR Forestry Division, the Operation Relief Program, pairing up with Alliant Energy to be able to offer some really good deals for folks if they're looking to, well, I guess, can I use the word spruce up their yards?
Absolutely. Great choice. Yeah, we have started out with 10 different species for folks to choose from, and we have large shade trees and smaller, lower-growing trees so that folks can select the tree that's perfect for their location.
What's the purpose of the program? Just to get more of these natural resources out there?
Well, there are a lot of purposes. Of course, Alliant Energy funds the program, and they do it for energy efficiency. So if folks plant their trees within 30 feet on the east or west side of their building, they can reduce their energy consumption by up to 20%. And so, of course, that's the goal for Alliant Energy. We at the DNR have lots of other benefits that trees can bring people in terms of the environment, filtering the water, cleaning the air, reducing stormwater runoff so that we reduce flooding. And then there are a whole spectrum of social, health, and economic benefits that trees bring communities as well. So Atlantic residents will be able to benefit from all of those.
Well, as we know, trees are renewable resources, but it's so easy to take one down. And sometimes it takes a little bit of more of an effort by an individual to put one back up.
It does. It does. And actually, to help folks out with that, we're also offering a short tree planting and care workshop at the event. We're asking folks to pick up their trees first if they're buying trees, but the workshop is free. It begins at 9 o'clock there right at the fairgrounds on May 4th, and our district forester, Lindsay Barney, will go over some of the basic ways that people make mistakes when they plant trees to ensure that they have a healthy tree that can last even centuries for them and for their children and grandchildren. We find that over 50% of urban trees are planted incorrectly, even when they're planted by a professional. So Lindsay Barney, the district forester there, will go over all of those things and have an opportunity for folks to ask her any questions about their trees.
Boy, it's so disappointing if you don't prepare properly and don't truly understand what it is you're getting yourself into with a particular species of tree. If you're trying to do something specific and then you find a few years later it's really not serving the purpose that you were hoping for.
Right, right. And we do have, there's also a great tool online called iTree Design that can help folks pick the right tree for their spot. You know, we want to make sure that people are thinking about the mature size of the tree when they select a tree for their yard. So, for instance, a bur oak may get 70 to 90 feet tall and just about as wide. So that needs a lot of space. It's a great tree and a tree that really is symbolic of Iowa. But if you don't have enough space for that, you might look at something more like a serviceberry that only gets 20 feet tall and 15 feet wide. So that's something that we can really help folks with as well.
Well, and to that end, you have a pretty wide variety of trees that are available for this location here on this May 4th event.
We do. We have a couple species that are sold out, but we still have 8 species available. For the shade trees, we have American linden, and that's a variety that does not get defoliated by Japanese beetle, so that's a perfect one. And American linden is native to Iowa, so that's a really great choice. Bur oak is a great shade tree that we're offering there. Kentucky coffee tree is one that not many folks know about, but is a perfect tree for the south side of your house. Because it shades in the summer but allows sunlight in the winter. And this variety of Kentucky coffee tree is seedless. So for folks that don't like to rake up seeds, that's a great choice. We also have hackberry for a shade tree, which is if you're wanting to attract songbirds to your yard, hackberry is a great choice. And it also has a unique root system that typically does not lift up sidewalks. So it's a great one if you're wanting a front yard tree close to a sidewalk. And then the thornless honey locust is another choice, and that gives more of a filtered sunlight, and it also it's thornless and seedless, so that's a good choice for folks that don't like to rake because it has very small leaflets. Those are all the shade trees, and then we have three low-growing trees, eastern redbud, serviceberry, and American hornbeam, and they all have a height limit of about 20 feet, so that's a great choice. The serviceberry and redbud flower in the spring and have color in the fall. The American hornbeam has beautiful red and scarlet color in the fall, and that's a really nice choice, and they're all native to Iowa as well.
Are you hoping that folks will go for a wide variety of these trees?
We do. One of the things that we really look at is diversity to ensure our future forest health. You know, in the most recent community tree inventory in Atlantic, we found that 40% of the community trees were maple and 16% were green ash. And so if we get something like Asian longhorn beetle that comes in and destroys all the maple, or emerald ash borer destroys all the ash, we have a dramatic problem on our hands in terms of dying trees. So the more diversity that we can have in our urban forest, the healthier our trees will be and the more benefits they'll provide.
Now, Laura, how will the trees be provided that day? At what size will they be?
These trees will be in what we call number 7 or number 10 containers. So if you think about a 5-gallon bucket, a number 7 is a little bigger than that. And they will be, the shade trees will be between 7 and 9 foot tall, and the lower growing trees will be between 5 and 7 foot tall. So these are large size trees that you would get at a nursery. And at a nursery, they would cost over $100 a piece. Do make sure, I'd like to recommend that people make sure that they bring a truck or a trailer, because they don't typically fit in a car very well. They're tall trees in a pot. They are containerized. And folks will come. People that have ordered will get a confirmation card in the mail. They just bring that with them. We load their trees up, and they can come to the class and learn how to plant it and care for it properly. Then they can go on their way, and it usually happens pretty fast.
Now, and you mentioned, too, these trees, typically you're going to spend $100 or more dollars for most of these different types of species at this
Absolutely.
Age, but you're not selling them for that price.
No, they're only $25 a piece through Operation Relief, and Alliant pays for the remainder of that tree cost. So it's a true benefit that Alliant provides for its customers, and you really can't get a better deal anywhere else.
And again, this is an opportunity for them to order early. Now, when they pre-order, then will they pay at that time?
Yes, when they pre-order, there are two ways they can order. They can download the order form from the Alliant Energy website, and that's just alliantenergy.com/relief, spelled R-E-L-E-A-F. They can download that, fill it out, put a first choice and a second choice, and then send that in with their check to Cass County Extension. Or they can just go down to Cass County Extension office there in Atlantic and order right there and pay right there, and then they'll know for sure they're getting what they want. And then, in just a couple weeks, they can come and pick up their trees and have a great new yard tree.
Well, and just think about the future, too. These trees will probably outlast you, and in some cases, they'll outlast you by a century or more.
Absolutely. That absolutely is true. The lower-growing trees don't often live as long, but these tall shade trees will live 100, 200, sometimes even 400 years for the oak. So it's definitely not just an investment for now, but an investment for generations to come.
Yeah.
And speaking of investment, having yard trees around your house actually increases the property value of your house up to 15%. So it's not just a long-term investment. It's one that you can gain when you go to sell your house in the future.
Great. Again, you can get those order forms online at AlliantEnergy.com/relief, R-E-L-E-A-F, or stop by the Cass County Extension office, and they can hook you up with that, and then they'll ask you to stop by and pick those up. It'll be 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on May the 4th at the Cass County Fairgrounds here in Atlantic. A great way, an inexpensive way, to spruce up and even make more energy efficient your little corner of the earth. Laura Wagner, thanks a lot for your time, and good luck with the program.
Thanks so much for having me, and I'll look forward to seeing everybody in Atlantic on May 4th.